This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. As lawmakers in Washington work on a Republican budget bill, Colorado political and health leaders continue to issue dire warnings. CPR's John Daly reports.
Top Democrats were joined on a virtual call by leaders of a community health system and a rural hospital. Mitzi Moran with Sunrise Community Health in Greeley says its network of clinics served 43,000 people last year. About half are on Medicaid. She says the bill could cost 11,000 patients their coverage.
Let's slow down, take time to evolve Medicaid and the health insurance exchange, look for savings while ensuring the program's integrity.
The bill is now in the House after the Senate passed it. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Employees at more than 40 Safeway stores are still on strike ahead of the holiday weekend. The walkout started with just 6 stores nearly 2 weeks ago. It's not clear how many stores could ultimately be affected. The union says the strike will continue until there's a deal with the company. An update in the case of the family of the Egyptian man accused in the firebombing attack in Boulder. A judge in Texas has dismissed a petition for the family to be released from detention. The suspect's wife and her lawyer argue that she and her 5 children should not be in detention since they have sought asylum. But the judge disagreed, which means their deportation process will be allowed to continue. In Denver today, mid-90s and a bit cooler tomorrow. Colorado Springs, a chance for rain this evening. Highs in the upper 80s and about the same on Friday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.